KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
All right, 7:06, it's clear and 3 degrees below zero in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen. Our news is brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Our weather forecast for today is calling for mostly sunny skies, the high near 20. Northerly winds shifting to the east at around 10 miles per hour. We'll still have a wind chill around 15 degrees below zero. In area news, the Atlantic City Council met Wednesday in a brief regular session. The council and Mayor Dave Jones congratulated Sandra Martin for her 5 years of service to the Atlantic Public Library. The mayor then read from a proclamation recognizing January 28th through February 1st of 2020 as School Choice Week in Atlantic. You can read that proclamation in this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Afterward, the council approved a change order for the Ash Street Sanitary Sewer Replacement Project. Snyder & Associates engineer Dave Sturm explained the project is an approximately 400-foot extension of the sewer line to two houses on the top of the hill on 22nd Street east of Olive. The two properties are currently served by septic systems in the city limits.
We change ordered this extension into Pierce Pumps contract. That's the contractor that is doing the Ash Street replacement that was approved.
So they're obviously going to do this too.
Yep, so we're just going to change order right into their contract because they gave us good unit pricing on that one, and so we just followed that same unit pricing, and they were good with that. So the total price for the extension is $27,450.
The Community Development Committee last month met to review the proposal and recommended its approval. In other business, the Atlantic City Council Wednesday evening approved the appointment of Melissa Enan to the Planning and Zoning Commission, the reappointment of Barb Barrick as the Atlantic City Clerk, the appointment of Dave Wiederstein as City Attorney, and other administrative matters. In his report to the Council, City Administrator John Lund said work on the budget continues. He also had some good news, bad news information.
Good news, the City no longer is going to have to estimate what we think our health insurance premiums will be in the coming year, since we are now renewing on July 1st, but our member of the Iowa Communities Trust, Wellmark, gets by mid-January the renewal numbers to the trust, so we know what members of the trust will pay. The bad news is that the renewal is about 12%.
And the city's insurance broker, Cottingham & Butler, will review the self-insure component and have a final recommendation within about a week. Lund said also City Clerk Barb Barrick, with her recovering from health issues, her duties are being split among John Lund and two office assistants, so everything is taken care of in a timely manner.
We'd probably be kept quite busy for the next month or so, going through budget, and then stormwater billing will start next month. We're getting that taken care of.
He said he plans to meet with the Personnel and Finance Committee in a couple of weeks to review some of the early budget figures and answer any questions. Officials of the Cass and Audubon County Community Foundations are reminding nonprofit organizations in their separate respective counties that the deadline to apply for grant funds is February 1st. Applications are currently being accepted online for the spring grant cycle, with approximately $115,000 available in both counties to support nonprofit organizations and community projects. The objective of the grant program is to fund those projects that will have a permanent impact on and in Cass or Audubon County. Full application details, a fact sheet, and a link to the application form can be found online by selecting either county. Under the county listings, it's www.swiowafoundations.org. Applications will only be accepted through the online system. Made possible through the State of Iowa County Endowment Fund program, the cycle of grants is funded by a percentage of the state's commercial gaming tax revenue, which is distributed annually to participating community foundations associated with counties without a state-issued gambling license. Only organizations providing services in Audubon and Cass County are eligible to apply for their respective county only, and they must be able to demonstrate broad community and county support, be an IRS-approved 501c3 public charity, a local municipality, or a fiscally sponsored project. Requests for general operating support will not be considered. And the Audubon School District's Board of Education held a special brief session early Wednesday morning to act on a resolution ordering an election on the issuance of $7.5 million in general obligation bonds. School District Superintendent Eric Treger said the board held the meeting because the district has to get the resolution to the county auditor by this Friday. Treger explained the next steps in the process to upgrade the HVAC or heating, ventilation, and cooling system at the Audubon High School and the related bond issue.
In terms of the building project, we're going to be spending a lot of time out and about in the community trying to inform our patrons what it is exactly that we're planning to do with that $7.5 million. Largely it's heating, HVAC work, that's about $3 million of it, and then upgrading and updating the remainder of the facility. So we're going to go out and, you know, talk to patrons about what it is that we'd like to do, why we think it's important, and obviously what the tax impact will be of those decisions.
Traeger says the timeline calls for the special election on the bond issue to be held on March the 3rd. You can read more about this in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. In our funeral announcements, Norma Jean Hansen, age 91, of Guthrie Center, died Monday. Funeral services for Norma Hansen will be today at 10 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Audra Skellinger, age 84, of Greenfield, died Sunday in Winterset. Funeral services for Audra Skellinger will be today at 11 a.m. at the Orient United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Ruth Elaine Berry, age 97, of Atlantic, died January 9th in Council Bluffs. Memorial services for Ruth Berry will be today at 1 o'clock at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Regan Dune Funeral Home is assisting the family. Bruce Tyson, age 60, of rural Elkhorn, died January 10th. A celebration of life for Bruce Tyson will be held on Friday at 11 a.m. at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Rick Stone, age 67, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at his home. A visitation for Rick Stone will be tomorrow from 5 until 7 p.m. at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Ida Kaufman, age 90, of Minden, died Monday. Funeral services for Ida Ruth Kaufman will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the Minden United Church of Christ. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. John Zimmerman, age 70, of Westphalia, died Wednesday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A mass of Christian burial for John Zimmerman will be next Tuesday at 10:30 at the St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Nancy Reiner, age 76, of Cedar Rapids, died Monday. A memorial service for Nancy Reiner will be held January 23rd at 1 p.m. at the TN Funeral Home in Cedar Rapids. William Anderson, age 70, of Kent, Washington, and formerly of Atlantic, died January 11th. No local services are planned for William Anderson. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.